Hundreds of jobs are slated to go from some of Australia's biggest universities, and there are fears that more job losses will follow. Unions say it doesn't make economic sense because Australia's universities are making big profits and student numbers are strong, but the latest figures suggest the overseas student boom may finally be over. Adam Harvey filed this report.
Staff at Sydney University have been told that hundreds of jobs have to go. And it's not just academics who'll get the chop. Michael Thompson is the National Tertiary Education Union branch president at Sydney University.
People like myself, I work in the student centre, which is where people come to change their address. But it's we have in this office, there's, I'm just looking around, it's a, you know, it's a huge open plan. There's the admissions people, who are the people who talk with UAC and talk with other people about students coming. Enrolment, the people who run the enrolment section. There's the HEX people, there's the timetabling people, there's the exams people.
The union's state secretary is Genevieve Kelly. She says this is a national issue.
And we're very concerned that this is looking at replacing people with contract positions and short-term casual positions.
In a statement, the University of Sydney says the cuts are necessary because of a budget blowout and to fund new buildings and other projects. The University of New South Wales says it plans to increase, not cut, its academic staff and budgets. But at Macquarie University, about 50 staff are in the process of taking voluntary redundancies, and that's largely because of falling numbers of overseas students. The latest federal government statistics show that the numbers of overseas tertiary students in Australia had been growing dramatically, from 180,000 in 2008 to almost 240,000 in 2010. But this year, numbers plateaued, and they may even fall in 2012. Universities Australia is the lobby group for tertiary institutions. Glenn Withers is its chief executive.
For higher education, it's plateaued. For total education, in fact, it's collapsed substantially. Just the last year fell almost 10%. That's mostly in the private colleges, not the universities.
And why is that?
Well, we had a series of problems, one being, of course, the background of a high dollar, which makes it very expensive for overseas students to come here. Also, we had a number of issues around student visas and migration, where the government introduced new settings that made it really difficult for students to feel welcome and for those who wanted to stay on to be able to do so reasonably.
The union's Ms. Kelly says any job cuts at universities will make it even harder to attract overseas students in the future.
The reputation of our universities is just so important. We've already seen this year a slippage in some of our international rankings, and if this is to continue of getting rid of willy-nilly permanent workforce for just cost-cutting measures, it is outrageous, and it's not in the long-term interests of our universities or of Australia.
Glenn Withers thinks this may be a temporary problem.
But we think the government has responded well. There's some great new settings in the way student visas are now being issued, for instance, in the quality assurance, and that probably means the year after next and even some of next year there'll be some important increases back in the international education market.
Until then, Michael Thompson says new students will be the ones that feel the impact of the job cuts.
It means that when they have their classes, that the tutorials, if they occur, will be a lot bigger. The lectures will be, people will be sitting in the aisles. There won't be as much choice.
And with the university year just about over, students will at least have the summer to prepare for the possibility of longer queues or more crowded lectures.
Adam Harvey.